things locally. Drake releasing CLB, Kanye releasing Donda as well. We get into some tragic passings as well. And some celebrity boxing with Jake Paul and Tyron Woodley. And some other things with kids going back to school as well. No further ado, we're just going to get right to the show. So, you know, let's go.
And welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another special episode of the Simply Awesome Podcast. And this is me, your host, Lemmy Lane, has that Fabi, as you know, and my co-host, Royal Static.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
How you feeling, Royal?
I'm feeling good. Feeling great. We had a little bit of a break, yo. We were supposed to do a podcast last week, and something came up. We were supposed to do a little bit a week before, and something else came up. And now we're getting to y'all. We had to take a little break. It wasn't our personal towards y'all. We just had to get some situations right, and then we're back again.
Nah, this nigga Roy done quit the show. I had to go all the way to Afghanistan to save this nigga.
I mean,
he almost got snatched, you know what I'm saying? See, that done took away his durag. Now he's rocking fucking New Era and shit. Yes, sir, man. We're back at it again.
Yes, sir.
It's been a long time coming. A lot of things have changed within the past week. You know, saying some new highs, some new lows. We try to give each and every detail we can as far as what's been happening here in society and throughout the entire world as well. And again, we want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in, rocking out with us. We're saying we're back. Ready to give you guys a rest.
Yes, sir. So how you feeling, man?
Well, just check. How you feeling, Rogue?
I'm straight. How you feeling, man?
Better. I feel better. You know what I'm saying?
That's good to hear.
I feel better. I'm feeling eager, ready to pod.
Good to hear.
So, like, some good things are headed my way. Gearing down to the fourth quarter. I guess Milo's saving the fourth quarter now, but I feel like this year is kind of night and day from what it was from last year at this time. It's a little bit more clarity. Still unsure of a few things, but definitely in a better space than we were last year at this time.
Yeah, that's true. We're all a little bit better, but the year's winding up quick, man.
Real quick, man. You know what I'm saying? We're right back at it. You know, back at it about to be Christmas shopping again.
Yeah, man, if you haven't started, start now, because yeah, it's gonna be a lot of shortages coming up for it, because a lot of shipment gonna be delayed. And I already say a lot of shipment gonna be delayed. So if you're looking for toys, all that stuff, get it now. Right. Get it now.
How many PS5s are you expecting from your big mother?
First off, I got a big mother, and second of all, can't nobody get no PS5s. If you're lucky, you got a box, or you're just lucky with a draw, man. It's hard as shit to get. It's hard as shit to get. I'm telling you.
Hell of a dozen, man.
You have a lot of harder cards to get you a damn PS5 or Xbox, or know somebody got one.
You gotta know somebody who knows somebody.
It's tough out here. I'm telling you, it's real tough out here.
Don't worry, if you find some sugar mama, so you can make, you know what I'm saying? They'll find a way.
You're funny.
Yes, sir, man. But you know who, man? We're gonna get right into the topics. Not too exciting news, but let's say we got to give you guys that real. So, want to talk about it, bro? All
right, we're gonna start this off with our RIPs, man. We lost the last week or so. We lost a lot of good people, man. We lost a legendary actor, someone everybody knows, Michael K. Williams from The Wire, from a lot of shows, a lot of movies.
The Sopranos.
Dude was everywhere. Dude was everywhere.
Law and Order, CSI.
Michael K. Williams was a very well-known actor. He was a legend in the game. He was very well respected. He was an actor's actor. Everyone loved and respected him. It was sad to see him pass. But it is what it is. Everybody got to go, man.
He was a tremendous actor. a tremendous person.
He was a great activist for the community.
He was a activist, a dancer, a father, philanthropist, just a people's person. I think that's the key thing about him, especially when he spoke to the interviews. He really was conscious about his people and society as a whole. And
yes,
truly can't be taken for granted. Such a beautiful spirit. Somebody who, even if you didn't know his name, you recognize the face, you recognize the aura. Definitely a legendary figure who has definitely left a mark within this world, within this space. And thank God, he did act, and so now we can all just reminisce within his glory days and understand his legendary status, as you will.
The man was a hood legend along with a Hollywood legend for all his acting ability. And the crazy thing is, he stayed down here in Baltimore for a couple years while he was shooting The Wire. And dude was a staple. If you see him around, you see him around.
Right, man, just a down-to-earth person.
Yeah, he was a well down-to-earth.
Rare for people, certain celebrities to hit that certain type of celebrity and still try to keep it regular, still try to be, one of the people. And he did that.
He did do that.
Souls to him. Prayers and RIP to him. And
prayers his family.
Prayers and condolences to his family as well.
Nene Leakes lost Heisman Greg. I think he lost his battle with cancer. I don't watch the Real Housewives show, but from what people tell me, he was great on there. He was hilarious. For the clips I say, dude was hilarious. He was hilarious. For the clips I saw on YouTube, dude was hilarious.
I didn't watch much of the show, but anytime somebody passes, I think it's a tremendous loss, just to the world just in general. And clearly he left an impact on his fans and his family as well.
Yeah.
So I think definitely send prayers and condolences to him.
Yeah, prayers, his wife, kids, and the whole Real Housewife family. Last RP is to one of the founding bloods of the West Coast, an OG in the game, T. Rogers. He was one of the most respected bloods out there. Everybody knew him. Everybody respected him. The man had a lot of clout, a lot of weight. He was an activist in the community, not just a gang member. He was a leader and very well respected around the world.
Hey, that's definitely dope. I mean, a lot of people have those misconceptions about gang members that you feel that they're thugs or saying just people out there committing criminal acts. But no, it's just actually gangs were just pretty much the protectors of the community, the people who serve the community. I don't think that needs to be overlooked. From the negative imagery that media tries to propel towards them.
Man, it's crazy because he actually reached out to the younger gang members and said, "Look, this is not the way. If you're gonna do it the right way. Don't do this, don't do that." Actually taught them the game like it was supposed to be told. He actually tried to stop people from joining. Like, look, if you don't have to go this way, don't go this way.
And that's what I think. Saying that leaders and people who care about the community.
Yeah, but that's it for that, man. All right. Next subject. Let's go to school starting for everybody.
Oh man.
School is officially starting for everyone.
It's school's back in session, ladies and gentlemen. Man, boy, I know this change. I went for my morning walk, and next thing you know, I looked to my left, to my right. Oh, little kids here. I ain't seen kids in like a year in the morning. Mm-hmm. Now they out here, left and right. question. Too soon?
For me, it's too soon. Yeah, I wouldn't send my child to school, but that's, I don't have the kids, but I wouldn't send my child. If I did have the kids, I would not send them to school and they're doing Zoom.
Yeah, and it feels like they're the parents and the school systems are almost trying to make things, you know, back to normal, but things will never be the same.
Well, they've been having difficulty with schools like Texas. They had some teachers die the first week, and they shut down a whole district because of that. Florida, they're trying to decide whether teachers need masks or not, or no masks, and they're having a whole court battle about it, teachers are quitting about it. Some other places is about to shut down, no, we're not doing this, we're about to Zoom. I don't know how long it's going to last for the school year, but actually going physically to school.
Yeah, man, it's a big deal. I mean, it could be potentially another year wasted for these children.
They might be going right back to Zoom before winter break.
Yeah, I think that the powers that be, they should have thought about this more extensively. And I'm not even too sure if they even will go back to virtual learning. I don't know how they thought about the potential of shutting things down again and going back to, you know, virtual learning. But where the steps and implementation of redirecting things the way they were, you know, this past year?
I think they're going to have to, because there have been many cases in schools where kids are catching COVID in the school. Like, people are just catching it from other kids. Because they don't have a vaccine for most of the kids under, 13, 12? They don't have anything for them yet.
Not only that, you know what I'm saying, the massive, once you get the outbreak.
Yeah.
I mean, you know what I'm saying, your child, several, children, catch COVID.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it. That would be it for me. I'm like, no, you ain't never going back. That's cool. I'm like, send the packets and the Zooms and the emails and something. My child ain't going back.
Right.
But we're going to see. Man, prayers to all the teachers, man. I know a couple of teachers in the L City and in.
They don't get paid enough, man.
They don't, man. They don't. They don't, I know a couple enough. Of teachers is out of state, man. Prayers to the teachers, man.
Think about it. Like, teachers still have to, you know, lesson plan. They still have to think about their livelihood, their health.
Yeah.
And even, you know, switching things back to virtual and having to actually be in school as well. I mean, those are like, you know, two different lesson plans, and finding a way to engage with students, finding a way, you know, to make sure that they're actually grasping, you know, the material. You know, saying some kids learn better in person. Some kids, you know, learn better just, you know, on screen, you know. And
they're going to figure it out.
It's going to be kind of hard to gauge, you know, from a teacher's perspective of who's actually gaining, the material, the knowledge of the material.
Well, they got to find a way to figure it out.
And then, again, how do you grade the students, you know what I'm saying, with such a instability of, you know, education?
We're going to grade on the curve. What about the kids that are in that? They don't have internet in the house.
Man, no child left behind, bro.
Because they do have kids with no internet in the damn house. What are they supposed to do?
Well, yeah, right. What are they supposed to do? Self-learn?
I guess go to the library or something, but hey, you got to figure it out.
I mean, I guess you, hold the books?
Because they go to the library, hop on the library, and log into that computer.
They're going to, like, you might as well keep the book.
Hey, man, it's my bitch.
Something to think about.
All right, next topic. Let's do the Jake Paul fight.
He does it again.
Man, that fight was horrible.
It was horrible, man.
I would just say I was very disappointed.
Not horrible, but
no, I mean, that shit was horrible. I'm disgusted with Tyron Woodley. He was looking scared as shit in the ring.
He didn't look scared. I mean, it just looked like he didn't go all out.
But when I say scared, I don't mean scared as a scared in a fight. I mean scared as an apprehensive to actually go full and actually use his skill set in that ring, because I know he's an MMA fighter. I know he's used to being able to grapple all other shit, but his stand-up game should be good. He should be able to box that man, but he was looking like he was very apprehensive to punch him, very apprehensive to move in, to use the ring to his advantage. Jake Paul was actually using the ring more to his advantage, moved around, actually pressing Tyron Woodley.
I think Tyron was sizing him up. He felt like he was cutting him off, but he wouldn't let his hands go, which is much less when he was doing his past four fights out in the UFC. Well, maybe not the last four fights in the UFC, because three of those fights he wasn't applying any pressure. Tough stuff for the last fight. But it was more or less the same of him not letting his hands go, which is what he's known for. And that makes a big difference.
Tyron deserved that L. He deserved that L. He deserved that.
He didn't go for the win. He didn't go for the knockout.
He didn't go for nothing. Looked like he was like, oh, I'm gonna try hit him. But you should be comfortable in that. You're a fighter. You should be comfortable. I understand it's a different ring, but you should be comfortable in that environment.
It would seem like he just got comfortable with getting paid, and he just looking for, he's talking about trying to get a rematch. Like, that wasn't an impressive fight. Like, nobody wants to see that again.
Whether he wins,
nobody wants to see that again. I'm totally off. I'm done, trying to watch the Jake Paul fight. I mean,
I'm gonna say that Tyron should have just delayed the fight and took an actual boxing match, to get used to being in the ring.
If he was gonna do that, he wasn't gonna get more money for actual boxing match. He did the right thing.
I'm not saying he did it wrong. Like, I'm saying if he wanted, he should have got more comfortable in the ring, because it didn't look like he was comfortable with it.
I mean, he's not a natural boxer. He's a fighter. He's an athlete, a wrestler, but he's not a natural boxer. I mean, Jake Paul can box. But he's not really boxing a professional boxer, though.
Yeah, no, you're right. You're totally right.
These are like pretty much all hype fights, for him to have a greater chance of winning.
These are basically exhibition matches. That's all they are.
Right. I mean, it's entertainment purposes. He's creating a cash cow for himself. So.
It's entertaining to see the lead up to it, but the fights aren't actually that good. But the lead up was great. Like the Showtime special was great. All the other stuff was great. But the actual fight, sorry.
Yeah, I mean, I'm off the Paul brothers. Those fights don't interest me anymore. However, though, a fight that I do want to see, I would like to see the T.O. versus Brandon Marshall fight. That would be compelling.
Well, when does that happen? Is that actually happening?
It's allegedly being talked about.
That'll be fire.
Tio recently was on a podcast, Club Sushi podcast. That's Shannon Sharp. He was talking about potentially fighting Brandon Marshall.
That'd be fire.
Also, a person that Tio said he really wants to box is Donovan Knapp.
Because he disrespect that they call him a bitch.
He said he'll knock the Chucky soup out of him.
Oh, yeah, because the Campbell's commercials. Yeah. A fight I'm looking forward to is this Power Rangers fight that's happening on the 18th. It's only fight as two former Power Rangers, the Blue Turbo Ranger and the last original Red Ranger, it's the guy who played the Red Ranger when they were turning the kids.
Okay, I think I know.
You remember, they had like a couple episodes where they were turning the kids in the original series, yeah. And the guy that played the Red Ranger is actually is an MMA fighter, and so him and the Turbo Ranger, the other guy, the Blue Turbo Ranger, was a kid.
But you know,
so they're both going to fight.
You know, the guy that played Jason, I mean Tommy.
Tommy, I know Jason David Frank. He's an MMA fighter too. Yeah. As well. I know. But these two are having a match. It's the Battle of the Power Rangers. It's going to be September 18th. It's going to be fire. Cannot wait to watch it. I got the Red Ranger because he's actually, I've seen him in matches and he's won matches. So I got the Red Ranger. What is this?
Oh, we got to see that, man.
I will be watching it. Yes, sir. All right. Let's see what we got. What we got. Okay, we're gonna do something real quick. Leaded gas has been banned all over the world now. I thought it was banned all over the world already, but apparently it was banned here and everywhere else. But it's a couple countries just got rid of leaded gas. Because I've been seeing unleaded gas forever.
Right.
I haven't seen leaded gas.
I never knew that was.
I thought leaded gas stopped being sold in like the 70s here. But apparently it's been sold all around the world up until now. Which is weird to see some kind of hold on the leaded gas. Like, why would you hold on the leaded gas? Why would you want leaded gas?
I don't know. I mean, I might be ignorant, but, you know, what's the difference?
One has lead, one doesn't. You don't want leaded anything.
What does the lead essentially... Never mind.
Let's see what leaded gas is. Let's see. Huh? You're right to ask that question. That wasn't...
I just thought about it. It's probably like the same toxins like when people had lead in their house, right?
All right, let's see. Yeah, leaded gas was banned in 73. Leaded gas was banned in 73, and they phased it out. And it became fully phased out in the early 80s.
They say the reason?
Because it was bad for the environment.
Right. Poisonous, right?
Let's see. All right, leaded gas was primary fuel type sold in America until 75, okay. Say as a reason for limited use of leaded gas, health issues associated with smoking weren't the possible. Okay, so. Emissions. It was bad for the environment. It fucked up cars. That's why they didn't use a lot of gas.
Figure. That makes sense.
Okay.
Well, are they
going to
make
gas prices
cheaper?
No, I think the gas prices are still the same.
That's still the same.
All right, let's see what we got. Let's see. Okay.
Roy,
right. Name,
the sponsor though.
Let's talk about.
Hold on, Roy.
What?
This is a plug.
What? The plug for what? What are you talking about?
Man, you out of space. I see this designer NASA shirt. No.
Shout out to the space station. You know they listen to us.
He's thinking of got himself a bag. Hold up.
Nah, it don't sponsor it, bro. Just shout them out, you know. Love all the babies, you know.
Astronauts,
listening, you know.
You don't got yourself an under the table deal, bro?
Nah. I'll cut you in a deal, bro. No, I just ain't that. It's just showing my support for the astronauts.
I got your masters, man.
You know you're listening to us.
All right.
All right, let's go to the weather real quick. How was impacted this earth, man? We had a was a hurricane or tropical storm Ida that well no was it Ida? Was it Ida? What was the last one? Hold on.
We've been gone for so long. Excuse us.
What was it called? What was the tropical storm? That's not it. Yeah, it was a hurricane. Hurricane Ida. That was it. Hurricane Ida. It hit the Gulf Coast heavily, the New Orleans area, Mississippi, all that. And it also made its way up the coast to like New York, New Jersey, which is crazy as hell. You wouldn't think that would happen, but it did. And it hit Louisiana. Like, no, I'm going upstate. It hit New York, and I'm crazy as hell too. Like, parts of Louisiana still don't have power right now. A lot of it is flooded. They really helped down there for real, for real. The storm hit Philadelphia bad. Like, they had their highways were flooded. There was a dude doing backflips in that dirty ass water. Have you seen that? I know you seen the land.
Nasty
and of course he was a white, you know. What no surprise there, but come on now. New York got really flooded. Like, people's cars got totaled, people's apartments got flooded. People keep forgetting that New York is a set of islands, not one solid construct. People think it is, but it's not, it's islands, and the islands get flooded really easily. This girl was like, the first two floors of our house was flooded. She lost all her clothes, all her shoes. This dude was like, he lost his whole shoe collection. He had Yeezys, he had priceless Jordans, PEs, all that was like tens of thousands of dollars worth of shoes was lost.
Yeah, man, it's a tragic scenario. You know, Mother Nature can hit us, you know, at any time. And unfortunately, that happens to New Orleans, you know, Louisiana, numerous amounts of times.
People in Louisiana had, like, they lost their houses, they lost a lot of stuff. They still don't have power. A lot of people still don't have power, still waiting on rescue and stuff.
A lot of people lost their loved ones. A lot of people have been divided, you know, from their families as well. And it's just a, you know, bad scenario. Something that I don't wish on anybody. And we'll have to, you know, come together as a country, you know, donate, you know,
try
to help out as much as we can.
Yeah, I sent a couple bucks down to Louisiana, man, just without a little couple of duckets I could.
Everybody, you know, do what they can,
you know.
You know, like, this goes for any natural disaster for any state within this country. That's why we gotta look out for yourself.
Yeah, they were showing this dude on TikTok. He was in the parking lot of his playing fitness, he was waiting to leave, whatever, and he went to go take a shower. He came out, and the whole parking lot was freaking full of water. He opened the door, whatever, trying to get out, and the whole gym got filled with water. He was waiting there for hours to get rescued. He was standing on top of the stand machine and the elliptical and all that stuff, and the treadmill. He was standing on top of that shit. The water was up high.
He was like in the movie.
I'm like, that's just sad.
That's like a real life movie, man.
Man just went to go take a shower when he come out, it's flooded.
Man, I mean, I've been fortunate not to be in these grandioso, you know, tragedies. And,
Thankfully, we don't live in a state where we have heavy flood like that, except for, Ellicott City, but they know, like, if you're in Ellicott City, you know you're going to be flooded there, and you better have flood insurance out there, because, yeah, it's going to be flooded. Anytime it rains heavy, you get flooded. But other than that, we don't have any places that flood like that, thankfully. But, yeah, prayers of people in New York and New Orleans and New Jersey, man.
Yeah.
Especially Louisiana people, because Louisiana, I mean, places do not have power there.
Hurricane Katrina hit, and that was just really terrible. You know, the hospital was shut down, and it was like the real life purge with, you know, people in the Superdome. You know what I'm saying? You know, women were getting raped, people getting killed, shot up, people's families divided. Ripped the hole in the roof, and a lot of broken families, you know, came about. And then you see over the years, some families just starting to reconnect, you know, from that one incident. Yeah, man. Just, prayers and condolences to the people in New Orleans and the whole state of Louisiana and all the other states that were affected as well.
All right, so apparently, probably 26 people died in Louisiana after the hurricane or in the aftermath, and 45 people died in New York and New Jersey because of the hurricane and the aftermath. Whoa, 5 people died in Pennsylvania, 1 person died in Maryland, and 1 person died in Connecticut. What the fuck? When the fuck did it hit Maryland?
You know, in the outskirts.
Oh, yeah, I forgot. I totally forgot about the outskirts. Damn. Yeah. Forgot about the outskirts. God damn. All right, apparently we got a tropical storm that just hit Florida just now.
Yeah.
Tropical storm Mandy just hit Florida like an hour ago. So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, hurricane season.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. All right, let's go to this crazy tech topic. Okay, so we have the trial of the woman that created Theranos, Elizabeth Holmes, is finally going forward. If you don't know, Theranos was hyped up as like one of the best new health breakthroughs, medical breakthroughs in history for him. It was supposed to be a technology to test the blood. It only required a small amount. It was supposed to be some like crazy stuff, like some really crazy stuff.
Like some future stuff?
Yeah, it was supposed to get like a small amount of blood and do like lab work and all that other stuff with it. But it was proven to be false. Like, this woman got millions and millions of dollars. The FDA was like, no, this is fake as shit.
What was it supposed to do? Was it just supposed to be observing with the blood in your,
Hold on, I'm trying to see exactly what it did. Hold on.
Well, I'm pretty sure they are trying to do it.
Oh, okay. All right. It was supposed to take a little bit of blood. You know how blood tests take like a, when they do the blood test, you take like 2 or 3 syringes of blood.
Yeah.
They don't just do one, they do like 2 or 3.
Yeah, they be trying to, I mean.
They do like 2 or 3, they send them to a lab or whatever.
Yeah.
But with this, they was only supposed to use one thing of blood from you. And they were supposed to use some robots or some specified device that Theranos had to do the blood test and equip that faster and only use a small amount of blood.
Sounds like they're trying to make people have a Doppler.
Like, if it did what it said it could do, it's revolutionary because you don't have to take all the blood from people and the turnaround was going to be fast as shit. So instead of taking a week for you to get your lab test, it might take a day or two. Was ever taking 2 weeks, it was 2 or 3 weeks, it was backed up, you know, like a week at the most, it was backed up, whatever. It was supposed to speed the process up and use very little blood in the process. But she was faking it the whole time. It wasn't a real advance in technology like you said it was. And you do people out of millions and I think almost $1 billion of their investments in that company.
Yeah, I mean, invested and then make money.
You know, Ponzi scheme. She got sued by the SEC and a lot of other companies. Oh shit! She was worth $4.5 billion off of this shit, dedicated to nothing.
Wow!
Cause she sold this shit to the government. The CDC, the Center for Medical Services, all his businesses and all this other shit, like people brought into this shit. Like this is supposed to be a leading technology on the way. a CVS, Walgreens, all of them brought into this shit because it was supposed to be like a new fan technology.
What a way to waste the government to keep paying you billions. Wasting our money. That's crazy. But not shocking.
Like, this is so crazy. She was talking about these nanotech shit or whatever, doing this shit. Nanotainer collecting like your one blood. Of
the people who says such a lot, but ends up saying nothing. Just to make you aware.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow. She played with these people. How did nobody check this before? How did nobody check this shit?
Good talker.
That's crazy. She's probably supposed to go to trial soon, so yeah. Hopefully she has seen this shit.
Probably hear some probation. That's usually what they do.
They probably gonna make her pay a little bit of restitution and do nothing, man. Hopefully they see the shit out of her, man.
Is she white?
Of course.
She do like 5 years and get probation.
Like, she was a scammer. She was scamming hard out there with her business. She got that money. People loved her. She was a pretty white woman. Sold people that dream.
You got
selling in jail. Anyway. All right. Let's see. We got a story. Oh, let's talk about this. Hold on. All right. We were talking about this before the podcast started. There's a manhunt for 6 Palestinian prisoners that escaped from a high security Israeli Gilboa jail. I think that's how you spell it. Gilboa? I think that's how you spell it. It's G-I-L-B-O-A. If I mispronounced it, please forgive me.
That's all right, Gilboa.
They escaped with a rusty spoon. It took them 6 months to do it, but they escaped from this prison with a damn rusty spoon.
Talk about Captain Prince, shorty.
it's a real life prison break, baby. Six brothers on the run.
They learn for El Chapo.
They doing a race right now. Hopefully they stay out of jail.
That's a lot of dedication and hard work to dig a hole with just a single spoon within 6 months.
What else you got to do? You're not to do. I would do it too.
But I'm just saying, you know how hard it would be just to dig your way.
Where the fuck they hide the dirt?
Well, I don't know whether it's just dirt. Was it just dirt?
It looked like it's just dirt to me. I guess they had to dig through a wall at one point. A stone wall at one point, but behind that it was just dirt. Where were they hiding all this dirt at?
That's a good point. I don't have. So with the prisoners, with the guards never come in, and
I have no idea.
I don't want to figure out what happens in prison over there. I don't want to figure that out. But I can imagine that must not be too good if hey, digging my way out with this goddamn spoon. But
I hope they
like Prison Break, man. If you watch Prison Break, you know how elaborate of a scheme that was.
Man, again, that's
this is real life. They made it more simple than it was for Michael Schofield.
Man, hopefully they out there they don't get caught, man. Hopefully they make it free. They get the freedom, man. I say if you took that much effort, you actually made it out, man. You better make the freedom, man, bro. Man. Cause I wanna look at it. Hopefully they make it, man.
Nigga, we made it.
That's my
problem.
All right. Let's go into. All right, let's do 2 more things, then we can go into the music shit. All right, let's get to this crazy ass story that people are doing. I don't understand this shit. I just say I don't understand this shit, but yeah, people, wow, this shit. People are going to places like Petco and Tractor Farm Store and all those other places and buying this cattle and horse deworming medication called ivermectin and taking it to treat COVID. They're putting themselves in the hospital with it. People going blind, people going to get sick. People taking up hospital beds with this shit. It's not a cure for COVID, people. It's a horse and cattle deworming thing. They have a version of it for humans, but it's a much lower dose. It's prescribed to you. Don't take this shit. Do not take this shit, people. I don't care what the internet tell. I don't care what these little Facebook groups tell you. The Telegram groups tell you. The freaking Reddit groups, the Twitter groups, the 4chan people, the 9gag people. Okay, well, none of these groups tell you do not take that shit.
I mean, a former president said that you can take lifestyle.
Take bleach. Don't listen to that motherfucker either.
Oh, man. It's just people being people. They doing no dumb ass shit like this. That reminds me of the Tide Pod. Tide Pod challenge
for
people eating Tide Pods.
Okay, all right, here we go. All right, so apparently, in a prison in Arkansas, they were giving inmates ivermectin unknowingly to them.
Oh, wow. That's fucking disgusting.
That is disgusting.
That's real disgusting. But they're just trying to kill people, huh?
Now, how are you going to give somebody ivermectin for COVID while they're in jail and don't tell them to give them a damn horse deworming treatment?
You know, sometimes the question is whether is it really our place to really just, you know, put people in jail and just, you know.
You can't just experiment on people in jail, man. It don't make no damn sense.
Exactly, man. This is supposed to be a place of rehabilitation so that you come back in society as a better person.
Yeah, not only a place of experimentation.
As property, not as, you know, slaves to do things on a cheap end. You know what I'm saying? Like, these are real life human beings, so they need to be treated with respect, no matter, you know, any of their past transgressions or whatever.
Yeah. It's ridiculous. Nobody has the right to experiment on people like that without their knowledge.
Yeah, we're not guinea pigs.
It is sick and disgusting. Hopefully that doctor gets his license banned and now practice medicine again and gets sued by the presidents.
100%, most definitely.
All right, let's go into, are we going to the music now? What do you want to start out with? Let's talk about Don and all those things they have with that. Then we're going to serve our level board.
Yeah, all right. Start
it up, bro. Don was a gospel album. I don't care what nobody says. It was a damn gospel
album. Was it really a gospel album?
Kanye and the Grammys are going to categorize that as a gospel album. It was a damn gospel album. The Grammys are going to say it was a gospel album. Might as well just say it's a gospel album. Come on.
I don't think that was the gospel album. I don't know what the fuck you categorized it as. I just say it was, we would say, at a Grammys, urban contemporary. That would sound like me.
You would think so, but I think they'll put it in the gospel.
Guess in essence that it was a gospel album from the senses of there wasn't any cursing.
For me, it was a mid album. It was mid as hell.
You said it was mid?
In my opinion, yeah.
What were your standouts?
Let's see. Let me go to the track list and see. Let's see. Jail was fire. Jail was fucking fire. Huh?
Part one and part two?
Yeah. I like Donda. I like Lord, I Need You. I like Jesus Lord 1 and 2. Let's see. What else did I like? I like a joint with Jay-Z and a baby. We're going to talk about the controversy on that. How we're going to talk about, yeah, we're going to talk about that a little and a couple other things that was left off of it. But yeah, that's it. I got five tracks that I liked.
I actually like Donna. Donna was pretty good.
I don't say it's bad. It was mid to me.
It gave us Kanye. Well, a better version of Kanye than what we been used to over the past year.
And apparently he's working on another album.
Musically. I'm talking about musically. From the standouts for me, Philly Jail, part one and two. I say okay, Off the Grid. Jesus Lord and Pure Souls. Pure Souls is my favorite one, actually.
Pure Souls is good. Pure Souls is good. Yeah, I'll give you that.
Yeah, I'll give it, you know, those about good six or seven songs I like out of 27 songs. It was good, too long.
This was basically a double disc. This was basically a double disc release.
Great production-wise, you know.
Production was amazing.
He'll never lack that.
But
to me, I think the content and Donda for what it should have been. I think Kanye rapping-wise should have been there more. It should have been more of an introspective. Think about, you know him and his mother. I mean, if you're gonna make the album dedicated to her name, but maybe that's more or less for him to speak on than for me. But I mean, just from outside looking in, I think Kanye dropped the ball as far as really, you know, capitalizing on making the Donda album, where really could have just, you know, told a story about, you know, how he's been raised by his mother and his relationship with his mother over the years. You know, they spent time with her before he tried to pass.
It was made to me, but the production made me mad. The production on this was great. It made me mad to think about what he did with the Nas album he had, how he didn't give Nas great beats when he did the Nas album. Like, nigga, how your production great? Everybody else's production great. We gave Nas trash as production for his album when he did his shit.
Yeah, that was real foul. How did Nas?
Like, how do you fuck Nas over? You got great production for everybody. You have great production for everybody else. But Nas, you dirty as shit with his album? Like, come on, Kanye. Come on, Kanye. You need to do a redo with Nas. That shit you gave him was trash.
That was foul.
Let's talk about the controversies with this album. There were technically three, maybe four versions of Donda. We've heard three of them. We had the first listener party, which was a different album. The second listener party was a different album. And then because the album was released twice on platforms, once without the baby verse, and once with the baby verse by itself as a part two of the song, the one with Jay-Z.
Right.
So we technically got Donda 2.5 as the actual album. He might change it again, but we technically had the version we got that's actually been put out, like the not stop version, was technically 2.5. Which is crazy as hell on me.
Yes,
and I guess he's gonna tweak it again like he did with Life of Pablo. Might add some more songs, might take something off. We don't know. Because he did that with this one. We saw he did that with this one.
Yeah, Yeah, I mean, I guess his standpoint is that it's a living, breathing album. So it's, a lot of nuances. He has the capability of switching things in and out, as he feels, I think. But, I give credit to Kanye as far as drawing that buzz and anticipation, with these live shows.
Can you move forward a little bit, Kanye?
With these live listening parties, I think that he really capitalized on that by having those live listening parties as part of a rollout.
The rollout was crazy. The rollout was real crazy.
Yeah, so I guess just it makes it worth the ticket if you got a different album, right?
Yeah, we understand that the baby situation was a clearance issue. Like, that's understandable because he's going to get clear time, so he's just added back on it. I don't understand why he didn't play him on the original song he was on, because he was on a song with Jay-Z. I guess the studio was like, the record was like, we're not going to play him on a song with Jay-Z. We just want to leave him on his own part two or whatever. Well, it's cool, I guess.
Right.
But that's a political thing. Obviously, that was a Kanye thing. Chris Brown and Big Draco was left off the album.
You fucked up.
We don't know why it was left on there, but it was left on. It was made of shit that was left on. Big Draco was heated.
Was heated.
Chris Brown was heated shit too. I understand why it was heated.
You gotta have Big Draco on the album. One thing for sure. If you request a verse from Big Draco and he delivered, he gotta be on the album.
I want to hear the songs they were on. I want to hear I want to see how fine they are.
Because
Chris Brown don't miss.
Soulja Boy was supposed to be on Remote Control.
Well, I'm going to hear his verse now. Damn. I'm going to hear his verse now.
He released it. He previewed on the IG.
I'm about to listen to that.
And I believe Chris Brown was on, or what, Lord, I Need You, I think.
Man, Chris Brown don't miss. I don't know what the fuck, why he went on that shit.
I mean, he technically is, but it's like he's in background vocals and not his verse.
No, I won't hear that nigga verse. I don't hear that.
Chris released his verse as well.
Oh, I need to listen to them, man. I need to listen to them. But of course.
I think I listened to those.
And of course, we had the leaked Andre 3000 track.
Yeah.
Which didn't make the album because Kanye made it a non-cursing album. And 3000 didn't have enough time to go back and switch his lyrics. He's like, if you bleep it out, it's not going to fit the album, so we might not release it. All I would say is that verse was fucking amazing by 3000. He spoke with his mother and a lot of other stuff. It was great. If you hadn't heard it, go try to find it. It's good. Three sacks don't miss. The shit was amazing.
And we heard greatness from RG3K and saying whatever he's up and ready, to really give us some music. I was saying he never misses.
Nah, the man is seldom.
He doesn't give us music like that, but when he does, it sure does leave an impact. I'll tell you that much. One verse at a time.
I don't think we ever gonna get a solo album from the man, but his features are phenomenal. His features are freaking phenomenal.
He's like that non-hands-on mentor who just gives you those tidbits of information every now and again when you need them the most.
Yeah, man. That's true.
Let's get to CLB.
Okay. I have not listened to CLB all the way through. I'll tell you that now. I haven't had a chance to. I've been doing shit. I haven't listened to CLB all the way through. I listened to a couple songs. I'll tell you the songs I like.
Music.
I have not listened to the whole thing through, so I can't get my full opinion on the album. I'll give you the songs I liked.
See, artists, what do I have to do?
All right, I like Girls.
One, Had two things to do. You had Donda, CLB.
Oh,
had two things.
Yeah. I will listen to CLB all the way through. We can talk about it more in depth next time, but hey, bro, well, no, no. I'll give a short more in depth.
Bro, just admit that you don't like Drake.
What? I've never said that. I will never say
that. Admit
that,
yo.
I like Drake. He's a great artist.
Every time it's time to hear the boy, you know you don't want to hear him. Or you find a way to avoid him.
No. Stop lying on me. Stop lying on me, Lion.
I'm lying on you.
The man is a great artist. He makes great music.
You knew about Drake Day. You knew when the album was coming out.
Drake ain't got no damn day. The fuck you mean? Ain't no damn Drake day.
Anytime Drake releases an album, you know it's his day.
No. That's what you want to say, brother. That's what you want to say, bro. That's not what I feel. No.
See, that's hate.
All right, I'm gonna tell you the songs that I heard that I like so far. I like Girls Want Girls. I like Way Too Sexy, which is a remake of, well, I guess it's a interpretation of I'm Too Sexy. I like And Too Deep. I like Knife Talk. The last song I heard was Fountains, Freedom of Tams, and I like that one. I haven't listened to the rest of the album, but from the songs I heard, they were great. Again, those are just the songs I heard. I haven't listened to the full album, but they were great songs.
Well, seems only one of us actually listened to the album. Me. This was a great Drake album. I prefaced that by saying it was a great Drake album. Let's see, we're gonna go down some of the songs. Girls Want Girls, Smash, Love All, featuring Jay-Z. That's definitely a standout to me. Fair Trade, Way Too Sexy, Yibba's Heartbreak. That was really good. No Friends in the Industry. Clearly, that should have been a single going to the album. That's a slap. Did you hear 7 a.m. on Bridal Path? All right. Seeing as you listen to the album, you go to that track first. He tore Kanye ass up. All 24 bars or whatever. Definitely 7 a.m. Bridal Path. And Fucking Friends. I like that. Also, he has, I think, You Only Live Twice, featuring Lil Wayne and Rick Ross. That's a good song as well. Those are the songs that stand out for me. Honestly, I give this the 8 out of 10 first of the album. I wouldn't say that this is a classic album. Definitely top 4 or 5, you know, Drake type of album.
Mm-hmm.
I think as the years go by, I'm not too sure if we're gonna have as much appreciation for it as of Nothing Was the Same as if you're reading this or even with Scorpion. But it's definitely a great style of body of work. I mean, even when we just say Drake's, you know, great albums are 10 times better than the next motherfucker, to be honest. If we don't feel like it's a quote unquote a classic, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean,
I agree with that. That's a statement I can agree with.
Yeah. But I mean, if I want to play devil's advocate not even devil's advocate, if I just want to give a hard critique, I just say that. Definitely Scream Certified Lover Boy on this album. That feels tricky with certified lover boy. I understand the hard.
What you thought it would be like a romantic album? Like it would be like more of a.
Yeah, nigga.
you would think that based on the title. You would think that based on the title, but that's not
abstract. The case. Very abstract. Well, not too abstract, but it didn't give certified lover boy.
You would think it would be more on a romantic side, more of a catering towards more of the lady side.
Yeah, nah.
Just with the title.
It's very toxic.
not meaning it can't be her, but come on now. You know Drake toxic. Come on now, baby. Future's best friend. Come on now.
I mean, it was toxic Drake, and I'm here for it.
He best friends with the king of toxic. Come on now.
Yeah, I mean, and Future, and he brought his toxic nature. And you know, sprinkles a little toxic dust onto a few of the songs.
But the thing is, Drake people think Drake is a nice guy. Drake is toxic as shit. Drake is right up there with Future, but people don't want to believe that shit because he's nice.
And when you talk about insecurities, this album for insecurities or downright just being assertive. Or being just a set of your feelings, or lack thereof feelings, it's more or less it's definitely a bravado of him saying like, "I'm Drake. I know I'm Drake. This is what I want to do, or this is how I am. You just want to accept me as this or not."
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But it's definitely. It's definitely something you
want to
hear around about three good listens.
Okay, I'm gonna listen to
the
album probably tomorrow.
Another critique, I think the album was too long, 21 songs was a lot. It could easily be condensed to a good 13 to 15 songs. That's also a bright spot with the with the value of songs that they give you is the fact that you can also, easily just break that down and make it to the songs that you really like.
Or you just make your own playlist on that shit. Like, I want to listen to this, and make your own playlist.
Exactly. So you can make it to where there's no skippables based upon the songs that you like from it.
Yeah, but from what I'm hearing, there are skippables on this album.
Yeah, there's skippables, no doubt. But are there, it's not like it's hard skippables where it's like different, like it might be like,
Well, it depends on the person from what I'm hearing. Some people skip a lot, some people skip a little from what I'm hearing.
I mean, that's true, but again, I mean, it's just you got enough hits to where hey, I can make my own Drake album to all the songs that I like.
Or I can make you a little EP real quick, like I got a little seven song EP real quick. I'm good.
It's more than seven slaps.
Now I'm saying if you wanted to, you could be like, all right, it's seven, not skippable, there you go, bad. Yeah.
Correct.
Okay.
He definitely did his thing. I definitely think that we're going to get another Drake album. Not too soon, but I think next year. I think next year we get another Drake album.
Maybe.
Next year we get another Drake album. I think next year we get another Drake album.
That's what a lot of people saying.
I think next year we get another Drake album. I think next one is the one we're going to say will be the best.
Maybe.
I think as well. Ultimately, these two drops with Kanye and Drake had no shortage of narratives and drama.
It was very entertaining. It was very, very entertaining.
I mean, at 7 p.m. on Bridal Path, Drake directly speaks to Kanye, leaking his address location, and tell him that you know where I'm at, then do something about it. But hey, every day is going to be pretty much where it's at right now. Saying
that was happening. Oh yeah, that was crazy. Shit, Kanye put his address out on Twitter. Like, all right, he would have dropped a pen on Twitter. Like, all right, there you go, and delete that shit. Like, oh, she has my actual address and shit.
Yeah, and one of the song with RJ Priest X. What? Kanye was claiming GD.
It was officially released, so we don't know. We don't know. It was official, so we don't know. Maybe.
In Chicago, how you know? I mean, don't you know?
He might have ties. I don't know. Kanye, he might have joined. We don't never know. Chicago niggas be shy. We don't know. We don't know.
I don't know what type of gangster, type of spiritual or person of.
Kanye might be GD for all we know.
That's crazy. Let's see. We saw that. He fired. Who did he fire? You know, bro. He fired some. I guess somebody where I guess his laptop got leaked or something.
Oh yeah, you gotta fire that person. If you throw my laptop and get lost, you fire.
Yeah, he fired some guy, and then he said there was like he was showing his text messages or whatever. Well, the guy was why he got fired and. Kanye, he texts, he fired, and then the guy rebuttals something, and then Kanye ends the conversation, said, go find God.
Oh, I see the trouble. Kanye fired one of his engineers because he overslept and missed the recording session.
Right.
You deserve, like, bro, if I'm a musician, I'm paying you by the hour, I'm paying for a studio session, you're supposed to be here. I will find your ass too. Like, why am I here? You ain't here. What are you? That's your job.
I overslept, bro.
Nah, you fired, bro. You fired. That's the right thing to do. That's the right fucking thing to do. Fired ass.
Find God.
And find God and find you another job. See, they ain't working here no more. this is a good show. This is a good show. Let's wrap it on up.
You gotta go. You gotta go, man. So far, Donda's set on pace to sell over 300,000 units first week.
Mm-hmm.
And Drake is on pace to sell well over 600,000 units first week.
Okay.
How do you feel about these numbers?
Man, Donda was leaked twice, so people already had it. They wanted to listen to it. They might have had a final version of it. They had a version of this album already.
A lot of the songs that Drake leaked earlier.
I didn't hear nothing about that. All I know was Kanye album was everywhere.
No, I heard like a few songs on Drake's album. Like
literally the whole album was everywhere.
Months prior to.
I'm not really a numbers person. It is what the fuck is gonna be, man. I really don't give a damn about the numbers.
Do you think
the fans gonna enjoy it how they enjoy it?
I mean, I enjoyed the album, both of them. I think they did both numbers that we thought they were gonna do. Clearly Drake's gonna Drake, which is what I always sell. We just want good, we want great music from the great artists, of that time.
Mm-hmm.
Especially, and what does this do for you as far as Drake and Kanye being talked about as being like top MCs of all time?
That's for other people to figure out. Like I said, either one of them will be in my top five. But they're cool. They're great artists, great MCs, great musicians. But again, that's for other people to say, not for me.
Young posed the question of, he said, where are we going to start considering Drake better than Jay-Z?
I don't know. I have no idea. Other people put Jay-Z in a very high place. he's a legend for sure, but again, he wouldn't make my top, but he is a legend. I don't know when Drake will ever be above him. We're talking...
Well, Trae Young more or less posing the question, like, why would I announce that he's past him now?
If we're talking catalog, we're talking bars, no. If we're talking catalog, yeah. Catalog, cool. Yeah. I give that.
Do you think, you don't think the bars are anywhere close?
Nah.
Is it because you're from the old school and you're just going to be DC stan or?
No. I'm not a stan of Jay-Z. Like I said, I respect what he does. I respect his stuff. Again, he would not make my top five, but he's a legend and a great artist. But again, we're talking lyrically. No, Drake is not touching him. Drake is not touching him. He doesn't have the wordplay, the flow, anything like that. No, he doesn't. No. Drake is good. Drake is really good. And again, this is just my opinion. This is my opinion. No one else is mine. That you can disagree all you like, people.
Would you consider him a top five artist of all time?
Who?
Drake.
I consider top five entertainer of all time.
Artist.
Entertainer.
Artist. Drake has changed the music.
I can give him that.
Yeah, man.
Drake had a decade run. He changed some things. Yeah. He stole a lot of shit. He changed some shit. I give him that.
What he steal? Other than some of the Soulja Boy verse.
What? What?
Some of Soulja Boy's verses.
Then you know he stole like five different flows, brother. He literally said he stole Big Sean flow. The Super Duper flow. He literally said he stole that from Big Sean.
Oh, but he made it better.
You can't steal my shit. You can't steal my shit. No. That's
don't count.
If
he did it better. If you originate something, but somebody supersedes it, makes it better than what it was.
No. He stole it. He stole it. He didn't supersede it.
It sound better.
No, he didn't. He was just out.
He
was just out faster. What the fuck are you talking about?
Sounds better.
If you're a small artist,
it's like having a peach and then making it to a peach cobbler. Now, would you want the original peach as it was, or would you want the peach cobbler?
No, that's not the same. That's not the same.
That's the same.
That's like if you made a piece of art and I come in and copy your piece of art, but my piece of art that is your piece of art is shown in galleries and everywhere else, and your shit is just gone, just sitting there. And you're like, hey, you stole my shit. Like, no. My art piece is similar to yours, but it's better because I did a brushstroke to the left and you did a brushstroke to the right. Nigga, you stole my shit.
Yeah, man, you gotta charge that once in the game.
You can't charge your stuff to the fucking game. If you steal my shit, that's my knockout.
If I approve upon it, it's not a knockout.
You didn't. How do you approve it when you just steal my shit? You didn't add anything to it. You didn't change anything about it. You literally just stole my flow.
If I steal your dollar and then hit the slot machine for $1 million, I approved it, right?
No, you didn't.
I approved it, right?
You still stole my shit. No.
I approved it, right?
approve it. No.
I approved it.
No, you didn't approve it.
Yes, you did.
No, you didn't. He stole X-Flow.
And made it better.
No, he literally stole the man's whole flow.
So what?
If you what do you mean, so better, what?
It don't matter.
Yes, you can't just steal people's shit.
Yes, you can.
No, you can't. You steal it is not making it better, nigga. You stealing my shit is not making it better. No, it isn't.
It's not better. You make it better by making it sound better. You also give him free promo because you're essentially letting people know who you took it from.
No. You don't tell people who we took it from, which he didn't. He didn't tell anybody where he got the flows from.
But niggas know.
You said I got this flow from this person and I did this. No, he didn't approve the flows. He just stole their shit and made a song with it. All he did. It's not improving it. It's not enhancing it. It's not changing it. It is stealing my shit and making a song with it. That's all it is.
Man, look bro. If you approve on the design, then it's better.
You're not improving on it if you steal my shit. You're just stealing my shit.
If I make it better.
You stealing my shit is not making it better,
it's
bro.
It's not yours if you pour it in mine.
It's not yours. It's still mine. I didn't give it to you. You stole it.
I stole something that I was going to make better.
No, you didn't. It's mine. You're just being crazy and shit right now. You know you're wrong. You know you're wrong right now. Making an asinine argument right now. You got it. You want to be a Drake stand up? You want to be a Drake stand up band? You got it.
Man, look, Drake one of the best, man. About to come at you. I will say that. Kendrick's up next, right?
Allegedly.
Yeah, come up with something.
He hasn't made a release date. He hasn't said his album is done yet. He said I will release the album. He hasn't said when. He didn't say look for a singer. He said I'm working on an album. That's all he said. This is last TDE album. After this, he done contractually with TDE. We don't know if we're gonna sign up with them again. Or we just gonna say I'm assigned to my own label, which is PG Lang. And Aftermath. We were Aftermath after that.
Man, shout out to J. Cole, man. He was the first, big rapper to come up in 2021, man. And that album still to me, still fired me.
Yeah, J. Cole album was straight. J. Cole album was real great. Big Crit also working on a brand new album.
Is it released or it's coming up?
It's coming out. He's working on it right now.
This is it, man. We got good music.
So we got Kendrick and Big Crit to look forward to. And Jay Electronica say he's going to be making something sometime.
Question,
we won't know if we get that in the next 5 years or not.
Question, Roy, do you think we get a Nicki album before the year's over?
I don't think we get it next year.
We get it next year?
I think she's going to take this time to be with her baby and do all that baby shit. And try to fight the guys going off the sex offender registry and win that case with him. And next year she's gonna probably drop an album.
Question: as far as like the female rappers, are you anticipating any albums in particular?
Female rapper, let's see. We know Cardi isn't gonna be doing the album because she's had a baby. I don't know if Rihanna's actually doing the album. I know she's doing other shit, she's making money over other shit, but she might be working on something. Let's see. Normani isn't a rapper, she's a singer. Lizzo isn't a rapper, she's a singer.
What about Meg? Meg Stallion.
Meg has to get through her court case before she actually releases the album. She released the EP, but I don't think she actually released the album until she got her label situation straight.
I also got a question. Do you think Meg can ever make a real album, or you think that any album's really just going to stay on lane and just stay with...
You talking about a debut album?
Huh?
Are you talking about a debut album for Meg?
She already came out with a debut album.
What was her debut album?
Good News.
Was that her debut album? Yeah. I thought it was just another project she did. I didn't think that was our debut album. Let me see. I thought that was just a product. I thought her debut was gonna be self-titled. Let me see. Did she release a debut? Okay, everything else is an EP. Okay. Good news is her debut album. I thought it was a project. I didn't know it was her debut album.
Debut album.
Oh, that's what's up. That's sweet.
But I mean, that came out last year.
Yeah, it was last year, but that was good. I don't think we're going to see anything new from Meg. She might drop a couple songs next year, but I think we'll probably get an album in 2023.
I was just trying to figure out what your thoughts are as far as her making a rap album, as far as like making songs that are kind of way from the whole twerking and having the hot girl summer type of.
I think she'll drop an EP next year and then do an album the year after. Just to have some more music out there.
Yeah,
and maybe 2024 is another album.
But I just want to hear some, maybe I shouldn't, place this on, certain musicians of making them do things that's not what they necessarily do.
I don't really care about most of the female artists. I'm just saying most of them I don't care for. It's not that I just can't get into that music. It's not made for me. It's made for women, and I respect it. The music is good, but I'm not the target audience for most of these female rappers. Right. Their target audience is mostly women and the LGBTQ community. And again, that's not to say their music isn't good. They aren't great artists, again, but I'm out there talking audience. They do make great songs. Like, I like some Lotto songs. I like some of Ronnie Richard songs. I haven't heard Ruby Rose, but I heard she's okay. I like Flow. I like Rhapsody. I like, what the hell is her name? I was just touching shit the other day. Damn it, what's her name? That's her name.
And I guess that's what I'm trying to get to is the fact that with those things that you said is that
Tank is fire.
Tank, yeah, most definitely.
Like there are female artists I love to listen to, but there are some that that music isn't meant for me.
Yeah, so,
but again, that's not to say there are bad artists. It's not for me.
And do you think that has to do with their content that they're delivering?
No, that's not to. Some of it is, some of them just can't. Some of them don't like their rapping style. They sound really repetitive and don't have any type of great flow, in my opinion. Some of them have a subject matter that I just can't get with. Not to say it's a twerk and all that shit, but it's some of the other stuff they speak on that I can't, it's not for me.
So you think the more or less, what side of this are you on? More or less because of the subject matter?
Sometimes, most of the time it's flow. Most of the time it's flow, but sometimes it's subject matter. Oh, Cash Doll. I fucked with Cash Doll. She gonna rap her fucking ass off.
Okay.
Cash Doll got bars for days. She can rap with any guy out there. I fucked with Cash Doll. If the Brat will release some more music, I listen to her shit. Yeah, she's great. Was a good. I need Missy to release some new shit. I know Queen Latifah and her singer bag now. She needs to release a rap album again. People keep forgetting that she's a rapper. She started out as a rapper, but she's a good rapper.
She is, but I don't know where we
want to
hear her album from right now.
I want to hear her rap. She can still flow. She has amazing flow. She proved it in a cypher a couple years ago. She can still flow.
Think Lori Hill going to give us
Man, I don't say nothing about Thief. I'm telling the truth. The woman's a damn thief. She don't get nothing off of her album. She didn't write none of this shit. She ain't produce none of this shit. She don't get nothing off of that shit. It's a great album, but she don't get none of it.
It is what it is.
And again, she's a great artist. She is a great artist. She just didn't write her, get her music. She didn't have her business rights. And she's never on time for a show.
Yeah, business manager, Roy. You should have been a business manager.
No, I blame her. I can't blame your business manager when you're this person that's supposed to look over your stuff. You're this person that's supposed to know what's going on with your business.
I think you get a couple of dollars. Okay, I'm good. But
are there any female rappers that you looking forward to?
But definitely great music past few weeks. Looking forward to some more new music coming soon as well. It's not going necessarily from top artists. But still, good music is always good, especially during these times. Whatever.
Oh, hold on. Answer the question.
What was the question?
Female rappers you're looking forward to. Don't try to skip over it. Do not try to skip over it, bro. Come on now. You asked me, I'm asking you.
What was the question?
Female rappers you're looking forward to.
Female rappers I'm looking forward to?
Yeah, come on. I gave you some of mine. Come on.
Well, I love Cash, though.
Bro, come on now.
Clearly, Nicki. I heard it come out soon. But that probably won't happen. But yeah, definitely. I think Cash Doll released something. I'm not thinking, but Cash Doll, I love Big Lotto. You know the thing. I wonder if Daze Loaf on a draft.
She's a good talent. I don't know why she hasn't released Martin.
The young Ma comes out with some fire as well.
Who?
I guess a few. Those are just a few offhand.
Oh, what's her name?
I just want to hear from Meg specifically. I just want to hear some different music.
I want some more Flo Milli. Flo Milli is good.
Kamaya as well.
Oh, Kamaya is fire. Kamaya is fucking fire.
But we also got some good R&B music that came out as well. When I would be listening to Summer Walker came out with new music as well. Thanks to Noah Allegra, came out with music. Her actually on tour. I want to go see her.
Man, her is fine, bro.
Definitely good music out.
When we talking R&B, man, I've been listening to Rochelle Jordan new shit. Genevieve is a new artist that just dropped her album. Was it Division?
Oh, they need to come out with something. I keep seeing her on the gram. She's looking all good. You need to drop them though.
Who?
LMA.
Okay, LMA gotta drop something. Like I said, Genevieve, her shit is fucking fire. Her album is great. I've been listening to Mariah the Scientist. Who else have we listened to? Hold on, let me turn. I listened to Kate, who was I think she's an Australian artist. She's fire. I've been listening to Tim's.
Yeah, Tim's, yeah. I think.
Fire.
Tim's is on the album.
She's on Drake album. Fire. Tim's is fire. Who else I've been listening to? What's her name? That's
too easy. How did WizKid too, by the way?
What'd you say?
WizKid, I think he dropped the music.
Oh, yeah, WizKid got great album. Let's see what I listen to.
A lot of great music.
Moonchild, Fire.
I think this year music was better than last year's music.
It was.
At least.
Oh, yeah, album we didn't talk about that released, was it last week? That was Fire, Shock Elizabeth joint, The Way the Sharks, Fire.
Yeah, I think I heard.
Fire. If you ain't listen to it, go listen to it, man. The man put out heat.
Definitely, man. I
got to
get in tune with that. Overall, thankful for the music. Definitely going these times. Whatever mood that you're feeling. Whether you want to dance, whether you're just sulking, whether you just want to feel uplifted. I think that we're definitely in a stratosphere of music where there's something for the consumer.
Yeah, it's something for everybody. You just got to search for it.
Especially with these different playlists. We can go back in time, early 2000s, 90s, 80s, 70s. These different ranges of music has done immensely expounded upon the processes. And, that's a great thing.
Keep moving forward, Cave. Hello.
I think the lane that we're in, as far as music, is definitely transcended from what their predecessors have had before. I think that's a great thing.
Yeah, it's a good thing that most of the roadblocks are down. I can't say every because there's still some spaces that independent artists can't get to, but most of the roadblocks are down for these artists. Like, if you don't have the machine behind you, won't be on certain playlists, you won't be pushed as high on a billboard, so certain people, everybody won't see you, but you can get your placements here and there. If your team is strong and you work hard enough, they get you a good fan base.
Yeah, you focus on that fan base. I mean, you got everything. All you need is what? Like, an iPhone and a mic.
You still need a good team around you. Still need a really good team around you. The talent is not going to get you a win. Talent is only 10%. 90% of it is the hard work. The talent is going to get you only so far. You have a good team that supports you around you, like Russ said, to get you the rest of the way.
That's true, but we all just one hit away from a life-changing experience.
You all one hit away, but that one hit could come and you don't have the right team around you, fumble it. You wouldn't have the right team around you, so you capitalize on that one hit.
Hey, you just want to get in the door.
Yeah, but you want your team straight before you get to that door. If you don't.
You ever need it, what's the chance?
Yeah, but you want your chance to be right. You don't want to get the door to fumble that shit. Because a lot of people do fumble the bag. A lot of people do fumble. Get that chance to fumble.
All you ever needed was a chance.
Yeah, all right.
Maybe some things might not be meant for you, but all you ever
needed. You need a chance and preparation. You need a chance and preparation. That's what people don't say. You need a chance and preparation.
And to be humble. Be humble. Be humble. All right. Let's branch away from music subjects. What do we have left, Ro?
That was it. That's the end of the podcast.
Oh, damn. All right, nigga. All right. Again, I want to thank each and every one of you guys for tuning in to the Simply Awesome podcast. Just want to say we love each and every one of you guys here in the United States and overseas as well. We wish you guys nothing but the best, stay in good health. Please understand that we're living in a worldwide pandemic. Please socially distance from each other. Please wear your mask. Please take all the necessary precautions to keep you and your loved ones safe. And stay strong throughout this difficult time. We're heading to the fourth quarter. So, a lot of big changes still come within this year. So, stay prepared, stay prepped. Prepare for the worst,
Shout out New Zealand, shout out Australia, shout out USS Space Station. We see all up there listening. Yeah. Stay safe, stay prayed up. Wear your mask. I don't care what nobody say, wear your fucking mask. Even if you are vaccinated, wear your mask. Keep some hand sanitizer on you. And keep your possessions straight.
Okay. And Rose, you know, take care of your big mothers as well.
I got that. All right.
I mean, we out, awesome, man. But thank you guys for tuning in to the Something Awesome podcast. We out, man.